At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our next open house on Sunday, August 23rd from 1 to 5 p.m. here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. With many heart-opening meditations, everybody gets to go on the sound lounge and sound table and get blissed out. Nobody wants to leave after 4 hours. And then we also have our next in-person classes certificate program starting September 8th. Mostly Monday and Wednesday nights in person, and 6 months online, which are Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturdays. And it's really
how sound works in the universe to create the whole universe, how it works for healing. Also, we teach many techniques for becoming a sound healer. Online, the next start time is actually September 1st. And then we also have individual classes as well. You don't have to do the whole program. Our next recording program starts September 15th. And it's all about recording, mixing, and producing. And then we now have our new voice analysis software, which is now 588 and really easy to use. And our brainwave software, which is also 588. And you can find them. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. Okay. So today's show is about, oh, we're not seeing myself. Let's see. There we go. Today's show is about actually transforming negative beliefs. Negative beliefs are a really big problem because they actually affect everything in our life, our relationships, what job or work or how much money you're going to make, and your health. Everybody sees your negative beliefs up front. In fact, whenever you have a negative belief, it's like this big resonant field that's saying to everybody, I am not good enough. And spirit, being the beautiful resonant being it is, goes, oh, let me show you many more ways to support that. Let me bring many things to you to support the fact that you don't feel good enough. That's the way resonance works in the world. It's the law of attraction, right? So it's a really chaotic vibration that is put out to the world. I mean, everybody sees when a person doesn't feel good enough about themselves. Sometimes it's really obvious. Sometimes it's not so obvious. We do have negative beliefs that are hidden as well. But for the most part, we know exactly where we're not good enough. So this all ties in to loving yourself. The main thing that stops people from loving themselves are beliefs about themselves, which could even be something you did, the belief that that was really wrong or bad, right? And it's so important to be able to love yourself to be able to love others. You can't love anybody or even send love really well if you don't love yourself, because that vibration is in there. Now, there's many places that negative beliefs come from. I mean, just mass consciousness. I mean, probably the biggest negative belief in mass consciousness is we can't heal ourselves. It's massive. You have to go to a doctor. And there's so many mass consciousness beliefs out there that we naturally take on. But then there's cultural. I mean, this is massive. Depending on what country and what religion and everything, your beliefs are really detailed as to how they're formed based on that. But not even that, but it's even more detailed comes down to your parents. I mean, the beliefs that your parents have, we commonly take on, even though we don't really realize it. We have very specific beliefs. I mean, even down to, how new age stuff is, or spiritual, what spiritual means, or just all different beliefs about money, especially making money as well. Even health even comes down to it. And often we take on these beliefs that we're not good enough from our parents as well. So it's a huge thing from our parents. And then our experiences actually create our negative beliefs. Oh, I sucked at that last time, or I failed at that last time, so I must suck at it the next time. Right? So there's a full range of where these beliefs come from. Now, there's a full perspective of different types of negative beliefs. It could be, again, about yourself physically. It could be about yourself mentally, I'm not smart enough. It could be emotionally, I'm an emotional mess all the time. It could even be about you spiritually. I'm not really that spiritual. I'm not really meant to be spiritual. I don't know what that is. Or, oh my God, I'm so woo-woo. Right? So then there's also all these negative beliefs about our relationships, our health, and our wealth. Those are really huge. And these are a real problem. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about how to actually change or turn these negative beliefs around. And then we're going to make the sound of the truth. The truth is, all negative beliefs are illusions. We're not meant to feel bad about here. The truth is, you are a perfect spirit in every way. You are not, there is nothing wrong with you on the 5D level. As a human, we may suck, but that's humanity. I mean, everybody sucks. In fact, I wouldn't even say we suck. We're on a journey of learning. We're on a journey of growth. And everything that we, every mistake, every single thing, every challenge we come across, it's about teaching us how to grow. So it's all perfect. It's all perfect. There's never anything that you blow. There's never, ever a mistake that's not just perfect. And on the 5D level, oh my God, we are a perfect spirit in every way. Truly, truly. So when turning around a negative belief, the trick is to turn it around so that the opposite is something that you believe in 100%. You can go, oh, I'm working on being more loving, or I'm aspiring to be more loving, or I'm trying to be more loving. But the energy of each one of those is like this. Oh, let me turn on my sound. Original sound. It's like this. It's not there. It's this partial. Right. I'm working on it, right? So even the aspect where we say, oh, I accept that I'm this way. I accept that I'm a human. Well, that can be okay. It's a lot better than thinking I suck. But you don't want to accept that you suck, right? You don't suck. I mean, we don't accept that we suck. We go, no, this is perfect for my growth. And at the 5D level, I am a perfect spirit every way. So acceptance can be a problem. I don't like acceptance that says, it's okay, I just suck. I accept that I suck. I accept that I'm not good at this. No, you haven't learned to be good at this. So I like to turn it around to something where you believe it 100%. And that's not easy. That's really not easy. Because if you can make the sound of 100% belief, then spirit goes, yes, we will resonate that. We're not going to do halfway anywhere. We're going to go for the full thing. And if you believe it 100% and make the sound of it to get in your body and even send it out to the world, that's what we're going to bring to you. Okay? So we're going to talk about some negative beliefs and how to turn them around so you believe it 100%. Okay, let's begin. Now, I've got a negative belief that I'm not loving enough. And I can't say I'm loving all the time, right? I don't believe that. And spirit knows it's not true. I know what you did the other day, right? So that doesn't work to say that. But I can go at my core, I am pure love. My core essence is love. And I believe that 100%. I really believe it 100%. So if you've got that belief, or even if you don't, you can help resonate it. Now, join in with me as I make the sound of at my core essence. My core essence is love. Join in with me. Wee-oo. The trick is to get it in your body, not only the belief and mentally, but also physically by making the sound of it. Get the truth in your body and resonate that. Feels so good. Feels so good. And then really take it in. My core essence really is love. It really is. Let me show you a whole list of negative beliefs from my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. And we'll go through most of them here. So, the list starts with the self. So, here's a big one that a lot of people have. And that is, I'm not smart enough. How many of you share that one? Oh my God, even if you're really sharp, the way our competition school system is set up is to make you feel not good enough. You could always be better. And what's your problem, right? It just sucks. I mean, parents do it. I mean, society does it, but especially the whole educational system. It's designed to actually make you feel not good enough. So we can turn that around by saying the knowing of my heart is what really counts. I trust my intuition more and more. Well, I like this one. What I need to know is yet to be revealed. I'm curious and willing to learn. I'm grateful to be at the door of life's mysteries. I am brilliant in my own way. I fulfill my life's journey with the tools and wisdoms that I've been provided with. The joy is in the learning, not always in the knowing. Oh my God, these are so good. So good. I really like this one right now. I am brilliant in my own way. I especially like the joy is in the learning, not always in the knowing. I'm going to make the sound of those. Ooh, join in with me. Come on. I am smart enough in the perfect way. Okay. A lot of people share this one. I don't deserve good things because what I've done, especially if you made like a big mistake and hurt somebody. Sometimes people get locked into that. I'm a bad person, right? Well, regardless of what you've done, you deserve good things. We all make mistakes. That's part of being human. Add you to the list of humans. Just add you to the list. We all make mistakes. And we all get lost sometimes. I am a perfect spirit in every way. I deserve good things regardless of what I've done ever. Let's make the sound of that. I'm a bad person. It's kind of similar. I'm totally competent and wonderful person. My gifts are different from others. Some of my gifts are yet to be revealed. This is a huge one in our society because of marketing and advertising. It's always telling us there's something we could always look better. I am not good looking enough. This is so much of a problem in our society. because we compare ourselves, and everything about media tells us we are not good enough, looking enough. I am not my body. I am a spirit, a soul, and a point of awareness that is perfectly beautiful. My body is a beautiful and perfect vehicle for spirit. My body is a reflection of the richness of my experience. My beauty is true vibrance on all levels. My body is a beautiful and perfect vehicle for spirit. Perfect. Let's make the sound of that. There's another component to this one that happens when you get old and frail or weak. We go, oh my God, I am falling apart. I'm dying. Right? It's a really tricky one. And then you don't feel good enough compared to younger people, so to speak. I am not my body. You are a pure, perfect spirit and soul and point of awareness in every way. Always. Oh, that's a big one. Good one. Okay. And then the whole thing about I'm not tall enough or short enough, the right body type, athletic enough. I'm beautiful as I am. My body is perfect. I am alive. I am able to feel a full spectrum of emotions. I am able to run love. I am able to laugh and feel joy. That's who I am. I am a soul that never wobbles. I'm not spiritual enough. It's perfect where you are. It's really perfect where you are. You're just in the right place. We're not meant to feel bad around here. This is an interesting one. I'm too emotional. We're not emotional enough. And the people that come to the school, they're often quite emotional. And rarely get, but there's people that are completely shut down. I am emotionally balanced, and I feel, accept, and love my emotions. Now, what you can do, there's another technique where you can actually just tune in to the positive, and even though you don't run that, if you believe it 100%, you can sit with it until you embody it, like this one here. I am emotionally balanced, and I feel, accept, and love my emotions. So to sit with that until you feel balance and you love all your emotions. Sit with it until you're great. You are grateful for all of your emotions and grateful to be able to feel. And when you actually embody that, make the sound of it. This is, you can do the same with this one. I'm a simple person, incapable of great things. You can just say, I am capable of great things. And if you really believe that inside, even though you don't normally run that energy, you actually might know that is actually true. Then just sit with it and embody it. I am capable of great things. I can feel it. And this is an easy one. I have my gifts that I love. That's a really beautiful one. What are your gifts? What are you really good at? Okay. I've got this one. I'm too critical of myself and others. Oh my God. In the Kabbalah, there's different sephiroth, and one is discernment, and the opposite of that is mercy, which is like love. If you don't have both of those to balance each other out, then discernment becomes criticalness. You need the love to balance out and mercy to balance out the discernment. And if you're too loving and not discerning, then you're kind of a mush bucket, and people often take advantage of you, right? You don't know how to set boundaries. So discernment is really beautiful. It's really beautiful to be able to discern and examine yourself and see where you would like to change, things you would like to change, and how would you would like to grow, without feeling bad about yourself. It's just, okay, here's the job. This is what I'm working on, and I'm making some headway, and at least I know what I need would like to change about myself. That discernment is really important. Discernment allows me to appreciate our differences. And when I'm critical, I know it's just programming. It's not me. It comes from others that and society. I honor the God in you and me. I care about people and truth. I speak truth from a place of love. All just is. I like this one. This tone is not me. It comes from others and programming. Let's make the sound of that. This is a huge one, especially in our sound healing classes. I'm not pure enough to help and heal each other, to help. I'm not pure enough to help heal others. Well, when you really being a healer, you're not doing the healing. It's really getting out of the way and letting spirit and source come through to do the healing. And spirit and source are never far from the surface from anybody. This is good. As spirit comes through me to help others, it knows precisely what is needed. All is taken care of with a positive intention. That's really true. If you have a positive intention, it's shown in clinical studies that you're going to get a positive outcome most of the time. Right? The positive intention is the number one thing that makes healing work. So, spirit is never far from the surface, ever. I am too sensitive and fragile. I've got that one. Well, sensitivity is a superpower. When you're more sensitive, you see more subtle layers of energy in people. And that's really incredible. I am able to detect minute differences in things. There's strength in my sensitivity. My receptivity opens me up to wondrous experiences. Oh my God, when you start seeing energy and spirit and higher beings, oh my God, this sensitivity is the best. It may make you kind of a wimp, but that's just perfect. So my sensitivity is my superpower. Make it with me. Okay. This is a big one commonly people have, especially around other cultures. I don't belong or fit in. Everyone walks by the beat of their own drum. I haven't yet found my tribe. I belong with Source and God. I create connection. I see the light in everyone as the same as mine. I belong right where I am. I visualize oneness with all in the universe. When you see that we're all one, we all belong in this group of spirits. We're all the same. I often think of it this way. Being normal is weird. Fitting in is weird. The norm of what is normal on this planet is just freaking bizarre, right? I would much rather be an alien than actually fit in with a lot of the stuff that's going on this planet. I love that I am an alien. You can say that one. Let's do the sound of that one. I love that I am an alien. That's really cool. The soul that I am is totally part of Source, which is part of all. I have difficulty in relationships. I attract what I need to learn. Oh boy, that's a good one. When you can see these difficulties as a way of learning the Spirit has given you for this lifetime, it's incredible. And then when you can see the Spirit in everybody, it's so amazing. I am not lovable. You know that the truth is you are lovable. Sit with that and just resonate the truth. Sit with it until you embody it. You are lovable. My core essence is extremely attractive. I believe that 100%. I am universal love. Humanity needs my love. I belong in a world that loves me. I love this. My core essence is extremely attractive. I love it. Especially if you're not feeling like you look good enough these days. Oh, God, it's so silly, this 3D existence, huh? Okay. I'm so afraid of what others think about me. Oh, my God, this is massive. In fact, Anita Morjani said that right there is what caused her fourth stage cancer. And when she died and went into the light and became enveloped with universal love, she no longer cared what people thought. And all of the cancer went away completely. What if that right there is the cause of all cancer? I wouldn't doubt it's the cause of a lot of it, but it could be most of it right there. I'm afraid of what others think about me. Oh my God, right? Especially when you're going for a job interview or a date, right? Oh my God, it's just a mess. Here's the opposite. What others think about me does not matter in the least. I don't know if I could hold that one 100%, but this one, I am secure in my own way of being and doing things. Yes. And this one I love. It is not my fault if others judge me. It is their own stuff. Let's make the sound of that. It's not my fault if people are judging. It's their own stuff. Whee! I'm no longer afraid of what others think about me. I am whole on my own. That is so huge and important. I am whole on my own. I know a lot of people have this one. People don't see my value. I'm Invisible. I respect myself and see myself being respected. It doesn't matter if people don't respect me. I am whole on my own. Again, it's like the other one. It's not my fault they don't respect me. That's their own problem. That's their own problem with their energy they're running. I trust I know when to share my wisdom. I can't wait to share my wisdom. People resonate with my truth, and they love to hear it. I like that one. People resonate with my truth, and they love to hear it. No longer invisible. I'm waiting for the time to resonate my being into the world. And now it's coming. I'm not patient sometimes. Every moment is perfect. When I'm impatient, it's not me. It's really a pattern that I've taken on. Imagine what it would be like to trust in divine timing. It's all taken care of and perfect in divine timing. Okay. Then there's the whole area of wealth. Some people think they don't deserve to be wealthy. Some people think money is the root of all evil. If you have a lot of money, others will have less. It's wrong to have a lot of money when others are starving. This planet has way more resources for everybody on the whole planet to be 100% abundant. It's only because people hoard it. Also, a way to think of it is not that you want to bring in more money, but you want to bring money through you to help others. And then spirit goes, ooh, I'm down with that. Let me help you. It's exactly what's going on around here. You know, I've come up with so many ways to help millions of people, and spirit's like, oh, here's all the money you need. When it's coming through you to help others instead of you going, oh, I want more money. Now, of course, you got to take care of yourself first. Got to get the oxygen mask down for yourself first. You got to get to a place where you're comfortable so you can actually help others. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you don't have the energy to do it. So there's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself first. And then see what you can do to help people on the planet. I need to compete with others to succeed. That's so built into our society and educational system. It's ridiculous. I mean, schools are just, it's crazy how competitive our schools are. So much so that 25% of all kids are labeled failures. It's wrong. And that's why we're working on the new educational system. You don't need to compete with others. And in fact, the more you collaborate and harmonize with others, the more abundance there is. So much for patents. You got to protect yourself here and there. But these days, I'm like, okay, if somebody steals something, that means that the world is going to actually have more avenues for that to come out and help people. May not be the best way for it to come out. So there's that problem. But, you know, you don't need to compete all the time. A lot of people think, I'm not clever enough to run my own business. I need to work for others. Everybody has their own talents where you could do it. Okay. And then there's the whole realm of health. I always have some health issue going on. I'm never completely healthy. I see myself completely healthy. Imagine yourself with all issues completely gone. All health issues 100% gone. Now, imagine it. What would it be like if you were perfectly healthy? Feel it completely now. The second you do that, your immune system goes, no more problems, party. Right. Everything's flowing, party. And your body starts becoming healthy on its own. It's also good just to say, I love the health I have. I love the health I have. I love the health I have. I'm not capable of healing myself. Oh my God. This is probably the biggest negative belief on this planet. You gotta go to the doctor. Go to the doctor, get it checked out. Could be a problem. Last three times I went to the doctor, I'm still recovering from what they did. Even the MRI was just like really detrimental, not to mention the antibiotics. Oh my God. You can heal yourself. What if that were true in the society? You can heal yourself. And if you just believe it is the first step. I am 100% capable of healing myself. I now believe and see myself healing myself. Just send a sound, any vowel, to the part of the body that needs help. And see it healed. As many people, healers say, say it, and so it is. Say it, and so it is. And believe it. You have to believe it 100% that it's possible. This is a big one. It's really, I don't have it down 100%. There's some things I when I do healing of myself, I can see it really working, and often it does work, but I don't believe it myself. But it's all energy. I mean, the healers, the main healers I've been to, they say it's all energy. That means energy can heal it. Believe it and work it. Oh, I'm running out of time and energy. Each day, I get stronger, wiser, and learn more. I'm grateful for this wisdom I've got. In this moment, I am pure love and wisdom. There is no time. I am it all. I am the master of my time and energy. The soul goes on forever. I'm exactly where I need to be in the right time, the right place, doing exactly the right time, the right thing. Make the sound of that. I don't deserve it all. Health, wealth, and harmonious relationships. Of course you do. My worthiness has nothing to do with what I think. I am worthy of all good things. I totally deserve it all. I am a pure, perfect spirit in every way. Every one of these negative beliefs is an illusion. The truth is, you are a pure, perfect spirit in every way. And that is absolutely the truth. Make the sound of that. Next time you come across feeling not good enough about yourself, track that sucker down and figure out what negative belief you're embodying. And then turn it around backwards into the truth. And if you can make it out loud, make the sound of it. If you can't, just resonate that energy of the truth. You're a pure, perfect spirit in every way. Let me play my song, Overcoming Fear, now, because this is a lot of it. Okay. Oh, let me share my sound. Here we go. Okay. This is my song, Overcoming Fear. Oh, actually, I'm going to play a different one because we've got enough time here. I'm going to play... Oh, this one's perfect. Yes. Loving Yourself and Overcoming Fear. I've got both of them in the same song. They flow right into each other. Okay. And 432. Okay. Here we go. This is Loving Yourself for the first half, and the second half is Overcoming Fear. This one's especially good with headphones. Thank you. So hug yourself and tell yourself out loud, I love you. 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 And then send the sound of love to your own heart. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead. Love yourself forever. You're a perfect spirit in every way. Thanks for listening.